Chanukah is around the corner. Rosh Chanukah is next Sunday night. Is that correct? Sunday night. Sunday is Erev Chanukah. Chof Hey Kislev. You have to get out the Chanukah menorah. Get your candles all ready to go. Chanukah is around the corner. Okay, so what I want to talk about is the relationship between Chanukah and Shabbos. Chanukah and Shabbos obviously are very, very, very close. Why would anyone say that? Very similar, because what is the one of the main mitzvahs, mitzvah midrabanan, we'll talk about mitzvah midrabanan of Shabbos, hadlokas ner Shabbos. Every Friday night, a woman lights Neiros, asher kiddushanu b'mitzvos v'mitzvot lahadlik ner shel Shabbos. We have the minute, we light two neiros, I think you only need to light one ner. Noshim light two neiros, at least two neiros, a little different than Hagen. We have a lot of different halachas, and what happens if you forget? You have a lot of trouble. You forget you have to, as a kenas, you have to light an extra ner for the rest of your life. What's the purpose of the Neiros? The purpose of the Neiros is the diametric opposite of the Neiros of Chanukah, is where lehishtamesh for him. Chanukah, we say the Nisach of Anisim, ein lonu reshus lehishtamesh for him, elo l'roisam bilvad. We have no permission to make use of the Neiros. The only purpose of the Neiros is to observe them. And Shabbos is just the opposite. The whole purpose of the Neiros is actually to use the Neiros, lehishtamesh for him, to eat in their presence, to enjoy their radiance, the ambiance of Neiros of Shabbos. And indeed, in a situation where you are unable to be nene from the aura of the Neiros, you got a problem. Hotel is a very big problem. What do you do in a hotel where you're not going to be lighting in the dining room? How are you going to be nene from the aura? Okay, they're not going to let you, it's not a good idea to light in the room. Obviously, they're not even allowed to, probably in every hotel, because it's a sakana. You can't put the whole hotel in a sakana. V'chulu. So the place can be dealing with it. Rav Moshe says, Ikar Hadin, the lining of the Neiros is for the purpose of honor. You should do something in honor of Shabbos, so even if you light the Neir and you derive absolutely no benefit, you are Yotze, it's not a bracha levatola, because you lit a candle lechvoid Shabbos. And that's why Ikar Hadin, it's okay, even if you do not derive benefit of people that eat out, you light candles and you go eat by your children, you eat by your parents, you eat by a friend, and by the time you come home, already the neighbors are now, you're not going to be in Minena, some might have the electricity, Yaakovon, the electricity should be included. Today that's going to be a little more difficult, because then we no longer have incandescent bulbs. All right. But
if I may, Rav Tuvia, who's very close to Rav Moshe,
of course,
and Yisai, they aren't going together here. He says if you go to a hotel, you should go in your room and flip on the light in the closet of the area, so you're getting that benefit.
Problem with it today, they don't know what happened.
It's either a rough hotel or pretty close to it.
Right, yeah, it's a hotel.
There's 10,000 candles in some room, and you know.
The problem with it today, they don't have any incandescent bulbs anymore.
Today there are no more incandescent bulbs.
An incandescent bulb is in there. So today already they almost do not exist. Everything is LED. So the LEDs are not mekayim the halacha of ner in any shape or form.
He probably said it before the.
Of course, in his lifetime, he only had the LEDs. Even fluorescent, Rabelski held a fluorescent to a large degree, is called a ner. You need three things. You need a ner, a receptacle, you need a wick, a psila, and you need fuel, shemen. In order for halachically, something to be called to fulfill the mitzvah, ideally you need three elements: a receptacle, a psila, and shemen. So in an incandescent bulb, the glass container, the glass and the holder, that is the ner, the filament is the psila, and the electricity is the shemen. Today, what is the psila? Where is the psila today? There's no real psila today. and you want to say that, you know, I don't know how it works. It's very complicated. All right, let's not on topic. Point over here is that Shabbos, the mitzvah that we engage in to usher in the sanctity of Shabbos, of the Neir Shabbos. And it is also interesting that when Shabbos is over, we also light a candle. We light a fire in Avukah. In Avukah, the primary reason we light the Avukah is obviously in order to acknowledge the anniversary of the creation of Eish. That's part of the reason. But mitzad sheni, there's a mitzvah called Ner Shavas. You want to show, there's another element, you want to show that until Shabbos, that throughout Shabbos, it was forbidden for us to engage in lighting fire. But the result is, you're lighting a candle before Shabbos, and you're lighting a candle after Shabbos. And the reason why you light the candle after Shabbos is to show that on Shabbos, I wasn't able to light the candle. So, it's interesting is that the lighting of fire surrounds Shabbos in the beginning and at the end. Shabbos is surrounded by Eish. Chanukah is all about Eish. Chanukah, we don't commemorate the Milchama. We commemorate the Milchama through the lighting of the menorah. And not only do we light the menorah 8 days, and Moisef HaHoylech, and it's all seven. So obviously there is a relationship between Shabbos and Chanukah. In both of them dwell upon the principle of Eish. Now, why is that so? So let's here's something that I came across that I found to be very interesting. When did the miracle of Chanukah, what day of the week did the miracle of Chanukah fall out upon? Do we even know? Is it even possible to know? Did it happen when the Chashmonaim were victorious? And they came to the Beis HaMikdash. And they only found one pach of shemen, she'munach b'chasam shel kohen gadol, and they lit the menorah. What day of the week was that? Was that
on the week of
Chanukah? Yeah, what day of the week, when it says in Chazal that there are 8 days of Chanukah, what's the story? There was a war between the Chashmonaim and the Yavanim. The Chashmonaim prevailed. They entered into the Beis HaMikdash. They cleaned up all the Avodah Zarah. And they wanted to light the menorah, but the problem was everything was tameh, and they searched and they found one pach shel shemen, and it was not even enough to last for a single day. Nasa boynesa lasted for 8 days, so they lit it and it lasted for 8 days. What day of the week was it? Was it a Sunday? Was it a Monday? Was it a Tuesday? What day of the week was it?
Is there an afternoon what day it was?
Yes, there is not. There are many nafkamines because it's not. There are nafkamines. We'll get to it. Yes, there are. We'll hold back 1 second. What day? So there's a tradition. There is a tradition that it was Shabbos. Where does it say this tradition? There is a tradition. Okay, there's a sefer called, I can't pronounce his name, the Ostrava. The Ostra, is that his name?
Ostrava.
Say it again.
Ostrava.
He says in the Sefer that it was on Shabbos. He's a known mathematician, a mind like none other, made these exotic calculations that no one knows how a human being can figure out these things. And according to his calculation, it occurred Friday night. That was the first time they lit, the first time Mikdash, the first candle. And it says this in the Seder HaDoros. And in another sefer, an ancient sefer, the Tzemach David, it says the same exact thing.
Is that lucky? Could you put a fire on Shabbos as doicha in the
mikdash? Yes, of course it's doicha. It's doicha. The lighting. Oh no! So you're saying very good. You're saying that in the base hamikdash they light the menorah Friday night after it says Hakoychav. Very good. I think the answer is they did. It was doicha Shabbos. They did. That locust, the menorah was, what is it in Chazal? It was the tongue, the Kateris? I don't know. Maybe the Shal was the choice the second day.
The morning they lit one or two.
Okay, I'm not sure when exactly they lit. That's Machlokes, like they lit during the morning. But when they lit for the next night, did they light it before it got dark, before Shkia or after Shkia? I don't know. But whatever they did, it was certainly lit for Friday night. It was lit for Friday night. So according to the tradition, Okay, and I don't know the calculations. You have to know the dates and all of these things, which I don't think it's really possible really to know. But our tradition is that the first night of Chanukah was Friday night, which means Zois Chanukah was Shabbos. It was a double two Shabbos.
Depends when you say when. What was the first year they lit the candles, or when did the miracle
right, so
happen?
Even if we know the year, we don't know how you know the
Mekashal
the
Aliyah. Just looked up. In the year that they say it happened.
Yeah.
3821 is supposedly when, or 3822, we're not sure exactly. So what was on a Saturday, Matzah Shabbos, the first candle, or Wednesday night?
Okay, so
I'm just saying, but who knows what the calendar is.
Okay, so he says something very, very interesting. We once spoke about this idea in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. In the Gemara, actually, it says the words as follows: "B'chofei b'kislev, yoyme d'chanuka tamnayo inun." On the 25th day of Kislev, the days of Chanukah are 8. Now, in the Ramah, he adds in a word: "B'chofei b'kislev, maschilin yoyme d'chanuka." I don't have everyone in front of me. He changed the girsa of the Ramah. He adds a word into the girsa because if you read the words literally, it doesn't make sense. Okay, the words literally are on the 25th day of Kislev, Yoimei dechanuka tnayo inun. There are 8 days. That's not what it should say. It should say on the 25th day of Kislev, we begin to celebrate 8 days. You can't take 8 days and squash them, suppress them into 1 day. And in fact, because of this question, there's a beautiful, beautiful essay by Rabbi Moshe Wolfson, and he says, he makes a hakira. What exactly is the miracle of Chanukah? Is the miracle of Chanukah that the oil lasted for 8 days? Or maybe it's like the Twilight Zone. Hashem took 8 days and squeezed them into 1 day. How do you view the miracle? Do you view the miracle, the world oilam kimin hagoy nog? The world existed, the regular. Oil could only last 1 day. You lit the oil and the oil lasted for 8 days. Maybe you can see something very, very deep. The oil was fine. The oil lasted for 1 day like it's supposed to. The miracle was Hashem changed time, zman. Zman, 8 days, somehow, some way, was suppressed, was compressed into 1 day. So the oil lasted for 1 day, like it ordinarily would last. But Zman was compressed into 1 day. If you take the second approach, that's really what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara says, on the 25th day of Kislev, there are, in that 1 day, 8 days. Hashem took Zman, time, compressed it, and put 8 days into 1 day. It's a much greater miracle then. It's not just, a little oil lasted 8 days. Hashem changed Zman. Nitzchis, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hoya Hoviyah, there's no difference, the past, the present, the future. You want to learn that the miracle of Chanukah was taking 8 days and putting it into 1 day, that creates a whole new dynamic. But let's not go with that. Let's go with, and because of that question, in fact, Ramah changed the girsa. It changes the girsa. But let's work with the regular translation, and the question is a massive question. In the 25th day of Kislev, there are 8 days. That doesn't make any sense. It's not true. On the 25th day of Kislev, we begin to count 8 days. And that's how the Ramah actually translates the words. He adds in words to the Mechaber. So the Mechaber adds a word to the Mechaber to make sense like that. But that's not what it says. So how do you reconcile? So the answer is very simple. We all are very much aware that the events of the following week are all decreed or are all affected by Shabbos. Shabbos is the Makor HaBrach. Shabbos comes. On Shabbos, the day of Shabbos, in that day, okay, this is obviously a spiritual, esoteric concept, but it's in the Nusach HaTzvila and in the Chazal. when Shabbos arrives, the bracha of the following week is presented to this world. When we go through the next 7 days, we are just expanding, and we are uncompressing the blessing that was dispatched to this world on Shabbos. Indeed, Shabbos comes, and on Shabbos, whatever is going to happen in this coming week, not everything, a person has free will, of course, but the blessing that there can be success is presented on the Shabbos. That is why we call the Shabbos before Pesach the Shabbos HaGodol. That is why we call the Shabbos Shabbos Shira, Shabbos Shuva, Shabbos Shabbos Shira, Shabbos Shuva, Shabbos HaGodol. The Shabbos before a major event, in that Shabbos lies the event. If this coming week will be Pesach, the Shabbos before Pesach is called the Shabbos HaGadol. There are many, I know there are 100 reasons why you call it Shabbos HaGadol. The Aftira, and the Shabbos, Pesach is called Shabbos. There are many, many, but one of the reasons that is a given is because if this coming week will be Pesach, if this coming week is going to be Yom Kippur, if this coming week is going to be some event, we call it, when Shabbos comes, this Shabbos contains the event that's going to happen. If Pesach is coming this week, the Shabbos is the Shabbos HaGadol. If Yom Kippur is coming, it's Shabbos Shuvah. Okay, that's a principle. Therefore, if you accept the tradition that the first day of Chanukah fell out on Shabbos, now it makes sense. The 25th day of Kislev, in the year of the Chanukah miracle, in that day, all 8 days of Chanukah were there. It was like the Shabbos HaGadol. Chanukah, the year of the miracle, it's Shabbos. Hashem sent down to this world a Shefa, a blessing of Kedusha. And that Kedusha decompressed throughout the following, but the 8 days of Kedusha of Chanukah occurred on the 25th day of Kislev, only because the 25th day of Kislev was Shabbos. If the 25th day of Kislev in the first year when the miracle occurred was not Shabbos, then the Gemara could not possibly say that there are 8 days in the 25th day of Kislev. You can say it's a very significant day because the coming week is going to be Chanukah. But to get the extra bonus that the entire Kedusha, the entire Kedusha of Chanukah is going to be compressed into the actual day can only happen if the first day of Chanukah falls out on Shabbos. So when the Baracha of the whole week is present, so then it's right there on the 25th day of Kislev, which happens to be Shabbos. Now, here we go a step further. Ordinarily, you know, you have an event, so the event lasts for Shabbos. If something's going to happen, the following week, this week. No, so it's already, the Shefa already is there on Shabbos. I'll give you another example. You don't say Vihi Noya. Whenever Yom Tov comes out in the middle of the week, so you can't say Vihi Noya. Vihi Noya, Yinam Hashem Elokeinu Leinu Masa Yodeinu Kono Leinu Masa Yodeinu Koneinu. So why? Because it's not a work week. If on Friday it's going to be Rosh Hashanah, so you're going to miss 1 day of work, right? Friday or Thursday, be Rosh Hashanah, so you're going to be missing a couple of days of work. So therefore, you can't say V'yinoyam, because the whole week is not going to be a work week. So what? Just because I'm not going to work 1 or 2 days of the week, I can't say V'yinoyam. Don't I need a bracha for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday? The halacha is, if Yom Tov falls out in the middle of the week, let's say even Shavuos. Let's say, I don't know how the calendar can work out, but let's say for argument, let's say Shavuos is going to fall out on a Wednesday. So the Mitzoy Shabbos, before the Yom Tov of Shavuos, do you say the Hinoya Mitzoy Shabbos? No. Why not? Why not? Because how could you say the words, ask Hashem that our work should be blessed when we're not going to work this week? The Hinoyam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu, Umase Yodeinu, Koinina Aleinu. You can't say the Masse Yodeinu, I'm not going to work the whole week. Wait, I don't understand something. Okay, Shavuos is on Wednesday. So you're not going to be working on Wednesday. Are you going to be working on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday? Yeah. So what's wrong saying Vihi Noyam? What's so terrible saying Vihi Noyam on for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday? What's so terrible? The answer is no. Shabbos, you just went to Shabbos. In Shabbos are all of the events of the coming week. Shavuos is already here. We didn't get there yet because it's on Wednesday. But this is a rule. It's a Kabbalistic rule. It is a rule which has consequences in halacha. This is a solid rule. In the Shabbos lies all of the events, bein b'nigle, bein b'nister of the coming week. And we take that into consideration. So if Chanukah is going to come out on Wednesday, so Shabbos has a lot of significance because in the Shabbos lies what's going to be there. But if the first day of Chanukah is Shabbos itself, not only are you getting in the Shabbos, you're getting in Chanukah this week. No, today is the first day of Chanukah. And not only is today the first day of Chanukah, being that the blessing is for the entire next week, you already have all 8 days of Chanukah right here in front of you. It takes you from this Shabbos all the way to the next Shabbos. That again, that's how it fits into the word. It fits into the words of the Gemara. On the 25th day of Kislev, Yoimei de Chanukah, Temnayo Inon. The 8 days of Chanukah were already there, present on the 25th day of Chanukah. Now, being that it's Shabbos to Shabbos, and Shabbos, obviously, we're talking about the nearest of Shabbos, so we see we have this connection, this affiliation to Shabbos. Okay, so this is what I did. Now, I want to tell another idea to bring out the Chashivas of Shabbos and Chanukah. Why did it take, let's go back to the Gemara, why did it take 8 days? The tradition is, they only found one pach of shemen, shemunach b'chosama shel kohen gadol, and it was only enough to last for one day. Really, there is a contradiction. One Gemara says it was only enough to last for one day, and another Gemara says there was not even enough oil for it to last even for one day. So what did they do? Everyone knows the story as children. It took 8 days to manufacture new oil. So they had one pach of shemen that was tar, and they only want to line the menorah oil that is tar. They don't want to use oil that's tameh. So they had to manufacture new oil. So it took 8 days. To retrieve oil, where do they get the oil from? Tekoa. Where's Tekoa? Tekoa was a four-day journey. A four-day journey from Yerushalayim. So it took 4 days to go and 4 days to come back. So therefore, that 4 plus 4 is 8 days.
When did they make it?
What?
They had to make it.
So they made it right away. Maybe they had it ready. Could be they had it to call that. That's what they manufactured. So they had it ready. Just a matter of going and getting it. Going to get it to tell them the war is over. We won, to go get it and to bring it back. So everyone asks the question. This is a very popular question. Wait a minute. It takes 4 days to go, 4 days to come back. So that's why it took 8 days. That's why the miracle had to be for 8 days. The will had to last for 8 days to allow time.
They took an eighth of their job.
They're 100. Base question of exactly what was the miracle. But in any event, they still needed 8 days. Okay? This is the famous question from the Beis Yosef. Why is Hanukkah 8 day miracle? It's only a 7 day miracle. But the bottom line is, it took them. We're not focusing on that part. It took them 8 days to travel, 4 days to go, 4 days to come back, to retrieve the oil. This is what it says in many of the parsha. That's why Chanukah is 8 days. It's not really an 8 day miracle. It's 8 day miracle, but a lot of it is related to the number 4. 4 days to go, 4 days to come back. Question. Everyone asks this question. Shabbos. You're not allowed to travel on Shabbos. You're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. You're carrying on Shabbos outside the Tchum. So you'll say, wow. It's only a midrabanan. It's not a reshus harabim. It's a midbar. It's a karmelis. And the tchum, the mitzvah of tchum, is only midrabanan.
The rabbanan can't make it like a.
So you want to say that the mitzvah deoraisa of lighting the ner chanukah, lighting the menorah, oh, that's a deoraisa. The prohibition to carry in the desert or on these roads that were certainly not the category of a reshus harabim. and traveling more than 2,000 amos outside the tchum is only an issur midrabbanan. To carry outside the tchum on the right level has to be yud beis nil, not 2,000 amos. So carrying and traveling on Shabbos is only midrabbanan. Therefore, it's okay. Therefore, it's going to override the mitzvah deraisa, will override this issur midrabbanan. Is that really true? Not so simple. Many farshim said it's not so. Just because you're allowed to do malacha deraisa, you're still not allowed to violate outside the Beis HaMikdash issur derabanan. The heter to violate issur derabanan for the Beis HaMikdash is only inside the Beis HaMikdash, not outside the Beis HaMikdash. Who says that they waited until now or this long without them another? So you wait another day. So how then were they able to bring the oil within 8 days? When the journey is 4 days, 4 days, and this has to be a Shabbos at least. Now, let's just go away from what I told you before. It would be a double problem. It would be two Shabbos. Because you're telling me that Chanukah came out on Shabbos, the first Chanukah, the second Chanukah was also Shabbos. But let's put that aside for now. Each Zvart is independent by itself. And let's assume that Shabbos was somewhere in the middle. And it took them 8 days to get the oil, 4-4. How come the miracle is only an 8-day miracle? The miracle should be a 9-day miracle, because it was 1 day they were not allowed to travel. So the answer is exactly what the point is. You think observing Shabbos takes away from your success, from your accomplishment? That's your big mistake. When a person doesn't work on Shabbos, don't worry. Hashem makes it up. That's exactly the whole point. The whole point of Chanukah is it's only 8 days. It's not 9 days. Oh, but it takes 4 days to go, 4 days to come back. Shabbos. I can't work on Shabbos. They have Kefitza Saderach. Kefitza Saderach.
So that's a miracle too.
Yeah, that's part of the miracle. That's the whole miracle of Chanukah, that it's only 8 days and not 9 days, highlights. Don't make a mistake for 1 second and think that if you're a Shomer Shabbos, you're not going to be a millionaire. You're going to lose out on your parnasa. I saw they published this book by Reichman. You see, they published, Oswald published a book. I didn't see the book yet, but I saw it advertised. So I remember there's one thing comes to memory by Reichman is that when he built the
World Tower.
Which towers?
The Olympia Towers.
It's behind the World Trade Center, right, on the west side. Yeah. So he stipulated when those towers were built, he did something which was unheard of, and they thought he was crazy. No construction can take place on Shabbos. And in the industry, and Shabbos and Yom Tov, in writing, all the construction crews bought it, no matter what it cost. And they thought he was nuts. This cannot be done. Not only was it done, they finished way ahead of schedule.
Yeah. Yeah. Who said that? Koch said that.
Who?
Koch. Mayor Koch. He said everybody should know that no construction was done after 2 o'clock, and he finished it earlier, and he spent less money.
It's unheard of. Go take any project in the world.
Excuse me, I got with Fiona, that's one.
What do you say, Mayor?
World Financial Center.
That's right. Yeah.
What are the World Financial Center? What they
built was the World Financial Center.
That's what was Reichman built.
Yeah.
Reichman built.
Yeah.
So those buildings. You ever hear something like this? Every time you hear news, it's taking way too long, way over budget.
Yeah.
And this took under budget, and they finished early, and they didn't work on Shabbos. Can certainly be possible? And also they say that when the World Trade Center came down, those buildings were the buildings that were built were not affected to the degree anywhere close to the damage to the other neighboring buildings. It was also Mal Derech HaTeva. When the World Trade Center towers came down, in terrorist attack. It was also a very unusual hashkacha that those buildings that were built, they did not suffer anywhere near what their neighboring buildings. It was a very, very surprising outcome. The Musar is, look, we have over here Chanukah. They conquered the Beis HaMikdash. They took over the Beis, they won the war. They come to clean up all of the idols. They come in, we need oil. That's what it says in Chazal. Where is the oil? Tokoa. How long does it take to get there? 4 days. Go. 4 days to go, 4 days to come back. They came back exactly 8 days later. They had a day. Miracle. Wow, miracle. We only had one pach. It lasted for 8 days. And now they came back on time, according to the schedule. Wait a minute. If it takes 4 days to go and 4 days to come back, and the people that you're sitting are Shomer Shabbos, they didn't travel for 8 days. They traveled for 7 days. So how did you make it back in 8 days? Leave it to Hashem. We got back in 7 days.
It was 6 days because you said the two Shabbos.
So if you want to hear that, that's part of the calculus. So you, like I told you, this is for, we don't have to come on to that. I told you, you're right, there'll be 6 days.
This is a very good answer to the Shaila. They came in on the 9th day, so why do we don't we celebrate 9 days?
Yeah. Exactly.
So the
whole
day,
point
first
is...
first day, anyway, was it
let's put aside this, that the first day was Shabbos, and this part is, I think, is much better if you say it wasn't Shabbos. It brings out the point much, much better. And that is part of the restoration of Klal Yisrael. This is a very difficult truth of Klal Yisrael, where there was major, massive assimilation. A good chunk of the Jewish people were no longer religious. And it was only a very small group that were faithful to tradition. It was mainly a civil war between the religious and the irreligious. And the religious prevailed. And when they prevailed, what was the miracle? The miracle was, just because we're Shomer Shabbos doesn't mean we lose out on anything. Don't make a mistake and think that if I'm not going to work on Shabbos, I'm not going to be able to be successful. Look, the whole miracle was 8 days. It was not 9 days. The fact that it wasn't 9 days, that's the miracle. Okay, go back to the Beis Yosef's question. Why do you have that miracle for 8 days? They had one container of oil. If there's one container of oil, so 1 day, there's no miracle. They lit. 1 day, there's no miracle. So we have a holiday for 7 days. Why do we have the holiday for 8 days? You're right. You know what the 8th day is? The 8th day is a celebration that it didn't take 9 days. That's the whole point of the 8th day. Because they had to get the oil and bring the oil back. And that should have ordinarily taken 8 days. But it's Shabbos, you can't work. So we should expect them to arrive 1 day later. Miraculously, they show up on schedule. Shabbos. You watch my Shabbos, don't worry. Everything at the end will work out just fine, as if Shabbos was not a problem. You weren't going to sit in the room 2 days, so Adam, you're even coming to add, you know, if you weren't sitting there 2 days, you make it even more. It is called in Chazal, the midst of Hanukkah, the Rambam's famous words are, the mitzvah Chanukah, my Chanukah, the Rambam says, a mitzvah chaviva hi ad me'oid. Okay, those are the words of the Rambam. Mitzvah sner Chanukah, mitzvah chaviva hi ad me'oid. Everyone asks the question, why is it called chaviva? What is the chavivas? The chavivas is Shabbos. Shabbos is called chemdas Yamim Oisoi Karasa. We say in the Nisach HaTfila, Shabbos is a chemda. A chemda, it's not the same word, but there's definitely a relationship. It's something very precious. There's a relation between chemda and chavivas. The fact that Chanukah and Shabbos are so intertwined, this is an explanation as to why we call it a mitzvah chaviva hi ad me'oid. If we could appreciate the chavivus of Shabbos, chemdas yamim oisa karasa, everyone knows the word, more than the Jew keeps the Shabbos keeps the Jew, and that's a mitzvah that's done 1 week, for one week. Alachas kama v'kama, a mitzvah of, in essence, of Shabbos, which is an expansion of the Kedusha Shabbos, for all 8 days of the week, for all 7 days, from eight, and eight takes you from Shabbos to Shabbos. There's another point we have to make in a moment, that expands, magnifies the chavivus of Shabbos, the chenda of Shabbos, into the chavivus of the mitzvah. In yomim, we use the word chenda. In a mitzvah, we use the word chaviva. And the two go together, only because the two are related. Also, just going back, what's the significance of the number eight? Why the number eight? So everyone will tell you the number eight is significant because the number eight is what represents lemala miderech hateva. Okay, that's one, that's very popular. It's there. Hashem created a world, and nature is always built upon the foundation of seven. But that's not the only reason why the Chanukah is eight, because so therefore when anything happens, it's lemala miderech hateva, automatically is upgraded to the number eight, because that's above Teva. That's one reason. But there are other reasons. And one of the other reasons of the significance of number eight is because eight takes you, especially going back to what we said before, if the mitzvah of Chanukah occurred, if the anniversary, the day when the miracle of Chanukah occurred was on Shabbos, Chanukah takes you from Shabbos to Shabbos. It's not that Shabbos just takes you through the week. Chanukah is a Yom Tov that has potential, and that's how it occurred the first time according to some, that takes you from one Shabbos to the next Shabbos. It's a chavivus. The chavivus doesn't leave you up. Okay, it's a week. No, it's Shabbos to Shabbos. Only can have Shabbos to Shabbos when you have eight complete days. Now, one more idea, and then we'll just summarize all the ideas, and then we'll do something else in a moment. When you light Chanukah, where do you light the Chanukah? You light it on the left side of your doorpost. On the right side, at least Meikar Hadin, we don't do this today. Meikar Hadin, and we say we light by the window, but according to the Gemara, the Ner on the right side of the doorpost is the Mezuzah, and on the left side of the doorpost is the Ner Shulchan. Why? So that you should be mesuvav b'mitzvah, you should be surrounded by mitzvahs. Now, question, why is the mezuzah on the right side? Why can't you put the mezuzah on the left side? So the answer is, Pasuk says, be'secha, and the Gemara makes in drasha, satan al mezuzah is be'secha, we begin with be'secha, be'oscha. The Gemara has a tradition to make a drasha, that the reason why you put the mezuzah on the right side, because that is the way you enter. A person leans towards the right. Kol pinosh atapoyne lo yehei ela liyamin mizrach. A person has a natural tendency to tilt towards the right. He puts his right foot first. His right arm is the stronger arm. A person has a tendency to tilt towards the right. Therefore, if you're coming into your home, you should find the mezuzah as close as possible to where you would naturally turn. And therefore, the mezuzah is on the right. So what does the left then mean? The left then means your way out. If the right represents your way in, anything that you put on the doorpost on the left side represents your way out. Your exit, your departure. What is Ner Shabbos, the purpose of Ner Shabbos? What's the primary purpose of Ner Shabbos? Shalom bayis. Peace where? At home. Shalom bayis, right? Shalom bayis. When you eat the food, you should see what you're eating. You shouldn't trip on anything in the house. The reason why you like Ner Shabbos, amongst the many reasons, is there should be peace in the house between you and your wife and your children. Where is the Ner Shabbos put? On your dining room table? In the bayis, at the table where you eat. There's a relationship between Chanukah and Shabbos. If the Ner of Shabbos is for peace, so we have to have a right to assume that the Ner of Chanukah is also for peace. bow for the world. It's when you leave your house. The Ner Chanukah is for Persumei Nisah. It's an expansion of the Shalom bias to Shalom in the world. To expand the peace to the world. How do we know there's supposed to be peace in the world? Well, that's pretty obvious there should be peace, but Mitzvah Shabbos. What do you say Mitzvah Shabbos? Before I embarrass myself, let me actually say from the sitting side. Shabbos is over. Shabbos, al yetze ish mimekoymoi. You're not allowed to leave your home on Shabbos. Shabbos, you have to remain stationary. Now it comes Mitzvah Shabbos. And what do? We come to Atochon Antonu. The first thing we do is we say Atochon Antonu. And what do we misspell for? We spell for peace. Atochon Antonu lemada teirasecha. Vat lamedenu lasayis chukheri tzunecha. Vat havdel Hashem lachidah ben kodesh lachol ben alach hashol yishol omen. Vayim ashir l'shesh meyam asim. Avinu malkeinu. Hochel oleinu hayomim haboim likvaseinu le'shalom. That's the first thing you say Mitzvah Shabbos. That's the first unique prayer. Why? Why would you say this, Mitzvah Shabbos? Why? What did you do? How did you begin Shabbos? How did you begin Shabbos? You began Shabbos by lighting Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Kedeshanu B'mitzvot V'mitzvot L'Halik Ner Shel Shabbos. Why are you lighting a Ner Shel Shabbos? Shalom Bayis. Shalom Bayis. I want there to be peace set in the house. You began Shabbos with a bracha lahalik ner shel Shabbos to bring peace in the bayis. Now that we have peace in the bayis, we can take this peace and we can spread it to the whole world. Everyone knows the Chassidus Shemaisa. I wanted to conquer the whole world and I realized that I can't. So I'll conquer at least the country. I can't. I'll conquer at least the state. Can't. The city. Can't. My community. Can't. My shul. To get it. That's even worse. I can't. All right, my family can't. At least my own home. My own home. I can't even do that. At least myself. Then you realize, you can't even do that. Then you realize, if I'm able to conquer myself, by conquering myself, I'll be able to conquer the entire world. It's the same exact thing. You enter into Shabbos. Why? What's this all about, the candle? Shalom. Where? Shalom. At least in my table, my dining room table, this piece. You go a whole Shabbos. If you're really successful, then when Shabbos is over, you can go to level 2. Up your game. Atochon Antanu. The first thing that you inject into the tefillah. Avinu Malkeinu, Hochel Oleinu Hayomim Haboim Likroseinu L'Shalom. When I leave the bayis, Al Yetzeish V'Mekoyma B'Yom HaShvi, don't leave your house. Now that Yom HaShvi has, now that it's over, you can leave your house and you can take the Shalom in your house and you can bring it to the world. That's what Chanukah is. Chanukah is on the left side of your door. Chazal say, on the right side is the mezuzah. That's when you go in. And when you go out, what do you go out with? When you walk out of the house, what's there by the on the, when you walk out, what's on the right side of the exit? On the exit sign, the right side of the exit sign is where you put the menorah. The right side, not the left side. So the exit sign, the right side, because that's the right of the yitzia. What are these neiros you got over here? These 8 neiros. Shalom. Who's the Shalom, by the way? You know what the Shalom? The Shalom was Klal Yisrael. This goes back to what we said before. What was Chanukah? This is the dirty secret. Everyone knows about this. The miracle of Chanukah, the war of Chanukah. Why is there no Masechta from Masechta Chanukah? Why is Chanukah, to a very large degree, quiet? It's a hidden holiday, to at least in the Ksuvim. We don't have a Megillah. No one leans on Megillus Antiochus. You don't hear about that, even though there isn't. It's not part of the Ksuvim. Why? Why is Hanukkah? It's hush, it's hushed. It's a very big disgrace for us, Hanukkah. Because the primary problem of Hanukkah was not an external enemy. It was an internal enemy. We, the Yevonim, the Syrian Greeks, just fueled the fire. They fanned the fire. They injected poison within Klal Yisrael to assimilate, to become Hellenized, to abandon Kedusha, to enjoy this world, all that it has. And many Jews took to it. They enjoyed it. And then what did they do? They tried to convince, to persuade the religious Jews to join them. And that's where the war broke out. The war wasn't primarily a war against the Hashemim, against the Yevanim. It was against the Misyavnim. It was Jew against Jew. A civil war, an internal war, and it was a disgrace. So this was hidden. What was the success of Hanukkah? We made peace amongst ourselves. Okay, there was a victory. The victory was the victory, you know, we killed, you know, the Messiah. It was on a deeper level, it was we achieved Shalom Bayis in Klal Yisrael. And now that we achieved within Klal Yisrael Shalom, now Klal Yisrael once again is healthy and is strong, and the Kedusha is dominated. We can now take this as a tool of Atochon Antanu, Avinu Malkeinu Hachel Oleinu Hayam Abam Lekvaseinu LeShalom in the world. Chanukah, there was an internal, come to Shabbos, it's a fight. Everyone's fighting, family is fighting. Husband and wife are fighting. Shabbos comes, you light the candles. It's magic. The lighting of the candles, sitting at the Suda with your wife, children, it's going to create Shalom Bayis. That's the goal, Halavai, right? That's the goal, Shalom Bayis. If you succeed in achieving this goal on Shabbos, the Shalom Bayis, now when Shabbos is over, you can take this blessing that you have and you can bring it out to the whole world when you leave your home. Chanukah, there was a machloikas. In Klal Yisrael, should we be observant? Should we not be observant? At the end, we made peace. We're going to be observant. We won, and this peace, to a degree, whatever that means, there's a peace, and we've eliminated the enemy, and Klal Yisrael is back on track. So now that we've achieved within Sholem, we can now take that menorah, put it on the right side of the exit of our bayis, and say, Avinu Malkeinu, Hochel Oleinu Hayomim Haboim Likraseinu L'Sholem. So, Sach HaKol, let us review what we've learned. We've learned over here, we'll try to go through a whole number of ideas to bring out the connection between, help me try to remember, the connection between Shabbos and the Neris of Chanukah. Number one, both Shabbos and Chanukah focus on the Neros. They focus, I think one more we say, we have another minute, so before we run out of time, one more we say. And that this is a tremendous chiddush to me. We have another 2 minutes. This is a very chiddush to me in the Al Hanisa. Everyone asked the question, how come in the Al Hanisa we don't make mention of the menorah? The lighting of the candles. We focus only on the milchama, the Al Hanisa, the Al Hanpurkun, the Al Hanagvuros. Then we go on to say, and it talks about we focus on the Mulcham. Where's the Neris? All right, so some will tell you like this, and we're going to have to use this. The Achar Kain, Bohu Vonecha Lidvir Besecha, Ufinu Esechalecha, the tiharu es mikdoshecha, the dliku neirois the chatzrois kodshecha. Now I know this is very controversial. Some will tell you that when it says here the words the dliku neirois the chatzrois kodshecha, this is not referring to the neirois shel Chanukah, because the neirois shel Chanukah were not lit in the courtyard; they were lit inside the azara. I'm aware of that. Yet, that did not hold back many of the commentators to say that no, that when it says here the words, Many of the commentators are not troubled, and they say, no, this is referring to the Neros of Chanukah. They lit the Neros and the miracle. It doesn't mention over here, you know, the miracle of the last of the eight days, but this refers to the lighting of the Neros of Chanukah. We focus on the Muhammad, but we do mention the Neros of Chanukah. So I saw this morning, actually, it's really, what's the words V'achar Kein? What's the V'achar Kein? And this word fits very well into Shabbos. V'achar Kein. So it says that many of us, myself included, I was under the assumption that there were two groups. There were the warriors, they were fighting out in the battle. And then there were the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. Guess what? The war is over. So the warriors, where do they go? They go home, they go to celebrate, they go out to the restaurant, they have a parade. On the Kohanim, they go, oh, Baruch Hashem, the war is over, everyone can come out, you can take off your mask now, you can come out, the war is over, everything is fine and good. You come into the Beis HaMikdash, they go and they clean up and they light the Neros in the Beis HaMikdash. It's not the Pshat. That there are two separate groups. The people who are fighting out in the fields, and there was the Kohanim, they're in the Beis HaMikdash. Besides the fact that the Chashmim are the Kohanim, the same soldiers who 5 minutes ago wiped out the enemy, murdered, killed them, and has a sword full of blood, the same soldier, after he finished killing the enemy, the Achar Kein is telling you it's the same people. Don't think, oh, there's this group and there's this group. It's the IDF and the people who learn Kohelo. Hayiluchud v'hayiluchud. No. The Achar Kein, the same exact people who just finished coming from the battlefield, whose sword is dripping with blood, they are the people who came in immediately. The moment the war was over, the first thing they did, they came into the Beis HaMikdash to clean it up. Oh, you'll tell me they're Tomei? Don't ask me a kash. Hold back on your kash. Are they Tomei Mace? Okay, it's a good kash, but let's not be held back from the kash. What? Yeah, okay, fine. If you're happy with that answer, good. I'm not happy with that answer, but don't, the kash is a good kash, but don't ask it. The Achar Kein, it's the same exact people. Not this group and that group. The same people, they finish the battle, they come in, now we're gonna clean up this mess and light the candles. What is this describing? It's describing Sheshes Yamin Tasim Malacha Uvayom Hashvi Shabbos Lashem Elokecha. It's the same people. The war was the Sheshes Yamin. The war was there is Kodesh and Chol. And during the weekday, it's a battle. There's a battle. The Sheshes Yimei Chol have a power to swallow you up. Go out to the work during the week, you work, get all swept up. And every Mishigas there is out there. In the news and in this and in this and this, and it has this koyach of hamshacha to pull you in like the black hole can pull you in, overwhelm you. And that's what happened to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, a significant chunk of Klal Yisrael was swept up by the Yevonim. And the Chashmonaim prevailed. We have to get our act together. We have to sanctify the choil. We have to do the avoidas hayoim of overcoming the chol. And now, we're done. It's Shabbos. We have succeeded. They've conquered the Misyavnim. They've conquered the Yevonim. The Kodesh has prevailed over the chol. 6 days of chol. It's a struggle. It's a battle during the 6 days of chol. Now we're finished. It's Erev Shabbos. The Achar Kein Bovonech Lidvir Beisecha Vihichin Vesechlecha. They prepared Vidliku Neiros Vechatzros Kotshecha. They lit the Chanukah menorah. Their Shabbos. Now we're ready to enjoy the Shabbos. Just Kodesh. The whole story of Hanukkah and its conclusion is a metaphor for the 6 days of work, and on Shabbos, we prevailed. You know, you can look at Hanukkah as teaching you how to live during the week. Take Hanukkah as a battle. It's a big battle, epic battle. And when Shabbos is over, and then Shabbos, we've won the battle, and now it's just cool as Shabbos. Just Kodesh. No more Molacha. You light the candles. You have the Suda. And then you do the cycle again. Chanukah is teaching us what Shabbos is. This whole section. Bimei Matisya ben Yoichanan, Hayoim Yon Rishon b'Shabbos. This happens. That happens. Danto Estinam is Monday. Mekandes Tikmasim is Tuesday. Rosarti Bamir Chaloshim is Wednesday. This whole massive section of the Al Hanisim is the 6 days of the week. The struggle to conquer the Chol. Let not the Chol overcome you, even though the Chol is so powerful. And then comes Shabbos. The Achar Kein. The siren goes off. They blow the shofar. It's Erev Shabbos. Bovenech l'dvir beisecha. They blow the shofar. Oh, Shabbos. Ufinu aseichalecha. Clean off the table. V'tires mikdashecha. Go to the mikvah. Get everything ready for Shabbos. Get all the food ready to go. And now it's Shabbos. V'dliku neirois v'chatzrois konshecha. The direct parallel between the story of Hanukkah and the 6 days of the week in Shabbos. So Sakhako, we went like five or six different examples of the relationship between Shabbos and Hanukkah. Number one, they're both neiros. Or number two, we just said, it's the Sheishas Yimei Hamaseh and the conclusion of Shabbos. Number three, Hanukkah's 8 days. It takes you from Shabbos to Shabbos. The reason why it's eight is because only when it's eight can you go from Shabbos to Shabbos. Shabbos, not, oh, 7 days, you leave me in the middle of nowhere. The goal is Shabbos to Shabbos. You need 8 days, especially if you learn that the miracle happened on Shabbos. The Gemara, on the 25th day of Kislev, there are 8 days. The miracle happened on Shabbos. What else did we mention about Shabbos? We mentioned a few more things. I can't remember all the things we mentioned about Shabbos. Okay, but the basic point is, Chanukah, oh, that one, that's the best part, I think, is Atochan Antonu is Sholem. The purpose of Shabbos is Sholem Bayis. Chanukah and Shabbos, you enter in with Sholem Bayis and you depart with Sholem. Avinu Malkeinu Hochel Leinu Hayom Boim Likvasinu L'Sholem. Chanukah, you start with the Shabbos, you have the Shabbos and the Bayis. And Chanukah represents the Atochan Antonu. You put it on the right side of the exit. Take the Kiddush of Shabbos, bring it into the world. Bring the Sholem into the world. Okay, we probably mentioned a few more things. And the Iker is to remember the Chavivus, Chendas, Yonim, Oisei, Koros, in days and in mitzvahs. What's the parallel to the Chemdas Yomim? Mitzvah Chavivehi Ad Me'oid. There's a Chavivus in the mitzvah is Kineged, the Chemda of the Yom HaShabbos. Okay, I still have like seven different connections. Shabbos and Chanukah. Shnei Rabban Barach Leolam.